This guy starts slapping the shit out of me.
1 + 1 = 11. Have you heard that?
No.
No.
Adam went on a date. Or did you cancel?
And I was like, Adam, can you try Katie?
Let's circle back after the holidays.
Like, if I ever see myself leaving New York, whatever.
Money can't buy happiness.
No, I think it can.
Lights, camera, action.
Lights, camera, action. Katie, are you comfortable?
I'm getting there.
Katie, you remind me of, or the situation that you just said reminds me of when a cat is like circling a little spot and then like digging a little bit and then trying to make it comfortable.
Yeah. I was just trying to find the sweet spot, you know?
Katie was like digging around the couch, moving the pillow around. She's like so circling funny. It.
Well, what I've realized is life is too short to not be comfortable, okay?
Okay, what made you realize
it's too
that?
Too short. Well, I have a crick in my neck this week.
So she's feeling uncomfortable.
And anyone out there who's ever had a crick, they know.
You should go to your nail salon and get a massage.
Well,
I'm the queen of doing that.
It happens that I do need to go to the salon today because, as you can see, I fucked up my finger.
I was about to say, yeah, I see you waving around your little green finger.
Well, it's very
spooky of you.
The thing is, I'm a picker. I'm a fucker arounder with things that are imperfect. I blame it on my perfectionism, so my nail got like slightly messed up, like the polish like cracked off, and I knew that if I didn't cover it with a Band-Aid, I would fuck with it further and make it even worse. So I've covered it. I've hidden it from myself.
At first, I thought you were about to say it was like a looks thing. Like you were like, I can't have anybody see the cracked nail polish. And then I was like,
I can't have me see it.
Okay, yeah, because then I was like, and you thought that Band-Aid would make it better?
It's bright green.
Katie literally looks like she has a witch's finger.
No, I'm like, I'm going to the emergency room today, aka my
AKA the nail
salon. It's just an emergency appointment today. This happened last night. It needs to be dealt with immediately.
I feel like this keeps happening to you.
Well, usually it's my pinky, so this is a
the nail's also so pointed, it really looks like a witch's finger.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's very spooky of you.
I thought you were going to say you cut yourself or something, and I was nervous.
No.
I mean, I thought it was an injury as well. I was like, wow, crick in the neck, cut of the finger.
So you should get a 10-minute massage while you're there.
That's what I'm thinking. So we'll see if,
did Colby and I ever talk about our couples massage?
No, I think we did that later.
I think we did it after we recorded or something.
Were you want to go roommates back, though?
When you did that?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. This when is like literally last week. But I don't think we talked about it on the podcast.
How did it go?
It was the funniest massage I've ever been in my life. Basically, Colby and I were in the couples room. Okay. But we're on little beds that are kind of like back to back. And you essentially have to strip down to your underwear. So you're like pretty much naked, which is whatever. I've seen, like, you know.
I've done a couples massage.
We've done the thing.
Are you saying you've seen everything?
Yes. Like in all my years, have I seen you guys naked? Of course.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I'm
a gay man. You know,
in
like
all your years.
I operate in the same spaces occasionally. Yeah,
that is true.
And we go into this couples massage. We got a lymphatic drainage. What was that? What it was?
Yeah.
A full body lymphatic. I was kind of drunk the night before, and I was basically. I think Colby was a little drunk too. Didn't we? Did we go the night before?
I have no idea. I don't even remember what day this was. All that I remember is the frozen yogurt after.
Oh my God! Wait, no. You know what it was? It was the night that I came back from that dinner in the West Village, and you came back from the concert, and I ran into you, and you were getting pizza. I think that was that night that I booked that.
No, I was getting pizza after the engagement.
Yeah, after the engagement. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Which, Colby, basically, I was walking home from the West Village.
And I was like, I haven't eaten today.
And you ran into it.
I saw Colby in the pizza shop.
Yeah.
Like on the corner of our street, basically. And I went up
and
surprised
her. I had gone to the diner, and then I went to Connecticut, and I was like, they had food out, but I was like too busy talking. I didn't eat anything and eat food.
Colby ate nothing and then had like 17 margaritas. So naturally,
can't do that.
Naturally, the girl needed some pizza.
Can't do that.
And so that night we were sitting in the apartment and we were like, wouldn't it be so nice to get a massage? And so I looked on Groupon because, of course, I need a deal. And I found us these full body lymphatic drainage massages for like $53 each. Like it was such a good deal, in my opinion, for 60 minutes. And so I book it for us on like a Tuesday, and Colby and I go and get this lymphatic drainage massage, and it's, you know, 60 minute massage in a couple's room, whatever. You strip down basically naked and they start massaging you. And the one thing that happened that I literally started dying laughing is Colby's getting like seemingly getting a very nice massage in the back. This guy starts slapping the shit out of me.
Well, because they do that to like wake up your lymphatic system.
Oh, I had no idea what to expect. He starts literally like, ba-bam, ba-bam,
no,
ba-bam.
No, but I heard that and I like earthquaking, like trying not to make a sound.
I was holding back dying laughter because this guy is slapping the fuck out of me.
Yeah. Did it feel good?
No.
Did you
honestly,
like it?
Honestly, the massage in general was not that pleasant, which I had heard before. But
no, it's just never. Is never.
It just felt like somebody was rubbing me for an hour, but not like every single time that I would be like, oh yeah, like that part of my shoulder is like really tight, so that part feels good. They would move on to the next spot because it was like they only do like five passes and then they're like flushing it out.
Did you really have to pee after?
No.
Oh, well,
honestly, I never felt skinny after either.
Damn.
I just felt hurt.
Well, that's the whole point. I felt
bloated the next day.
Wait, that sucks. Cause that's the whole point. You go through the pain of the lymphatic massage.
I
will say
the one thing that I hated the most was when they did the scalp.
Oh my god, they pulled our hair out. Oh. I was like, thank god this is my actual hair. If I had extensions, they would be pulled. The person would have fallen backwards.
So maybe the Groupon. After all.
I think it was good considering, like, that was the first one though. So I feel like maybe.
All things considered, I actually do think it was a good massage. Yeah. Except for the scalp massage and except for the slapping. Like, the slapping was so random. And
they always do that at the nail salon, though. Like, even
I think if you get like
a 10-minute massage, they, like, after they're done, they, like, pat you, like, up and down your back.
It wasn't a pat, though. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah,
they were
it's slapping.
Full slapping. It was like, thump, thump, thump. Like, I was getting beat up, basically, on the chair.
At one point, I thought it was over, so I, like, pulled the, like, towel over my eyes up a little bit, and then all of a sudden she's like on top of me and put her entire body weight on my stomach, and I was like, oh, I legitimately cannot
wait
breathe.
There's a towel over your eyes?
Yeah,
I was literally working the entire time. I like had my phone up on Slack, like
it didn't put, well, that's why he didn't put it over your eyes.
Well,
you
I didn't
were
know
preoccupied.
I was bored. I was trying to close my eyes and I was like, oh my god, I'm getting the shit slept out of me, like I'm kind of bored. So I like brought up my phone and started working a little bit.
That's insane.
During your relaxation time?
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't relaxing at all because I was getting beat up. And Colby was not getting beat up until the end. And so I was very confused. I was like, why is he slapping
maybe
me?
Maybe the male lymphatic system is different.
He was mad at you for being on your phone.
I literally think I was being punished.
For sure.
I wish there was a part when we got to lay on our stomach because I wanted her to... Like, if she put all of her body weight on my back, that would have felt way better than my organs.
You should do a regular massage.
Yeah.
Next time on the Groupon.
Yeah, we definitely should. Colby and I were so excited after, though, because we were like, oh my god, we're going to be so skinny tomorrow and we're going to like feel so good. And like, I didn't feel any different.
Maybe the fact that we ate Froyo after didn't help.
Oh my god, Colby and I indulged in some Froyo, let me tell you. There's this new place, actually. Well, it's not new, but they now do Froyo in Flatiron. You need to go.
You told me about it.
Oh, did
I? And I said, I said, can you bring me with you?
100%. Well,
and you guys
have not gone back.
Without me.
We can go tonight. What are you doing tonight? We're going to Froyo.
That's the only time that was when we discovered it.
Okay.
Was that night.
All right. Now I can be on the second visit, which is fine.
And the worker likes us because he felt bad because there was this guy in front of us in line who basically, I'm not even exaggerating, took 20 minutes to order his Froyo. He was having the guy go through every single topping.
And it was a foot tall.
He got the large. The large is like literally this tall of Froyo, basically, in a swirl.
Yeah, it was a foot tall.
It was
and
no
he
joke.
Was asking for toppings, like every single topping he would go through and be like, what's that one? Okay, I don't want that. What's that one? And then they were trying to figure out how to fit all of the toppings on it. It was insane.
They would pick
I've actually never seen anything like it in my life. And I was freaking out because there was a line out the door. And then we finally got in and I was like, great, we're getting our Froyo. And then they had one person working the Froyo area.
Also, I wish you would have seen it.
Well, it's a new innovation at this place.
This guy specified also that he wanted the toppings on top of his Froyo, which was a foot tall. And so I want you to picture them trying to put sprinkles on like a foot tall of Froyo. It fell all over the floor. Yeah. Not a single sprinkle made it onto the Froyo. And so the worker is also dying laughing. This guy is dead serious being like, no, I want the toppings on top of the Froyo.
I was like, is this Impractical Jokesters? Like,
I thought we were on a TV show.
No, I would think it's the one where the bosses go behind the
horrible
scenes.
Horrible boss. Or Undercover Boss.
Undercover Boss.
I used to love that show.
I used to think, I mean, I worked at an Italian ice shop like for 2 years.
Rita's.
I used to wonder like if that would happen to me.
Yeah.
Even though I worked with my boss every day and he was the owner of the shop. So he would have to have a crazy disguise for me to not recognize him. But wow, okay, what were we just saying though? You're gonna bring me.
We're gonna bring you.
Yeah.
We're in better times now because one of the workers ended up liking Colby and I because he felt bad for us. Yes. So I think he would remember us because we spent quite a lot of time
and
with him.
And we were speedy.
And we were quick. He liked us because
you're efficient.
We were zip. I really thought he was going to give us a discount. To
decide what we wanted.
Oh,
I thought he was giving it to us for free.
Same, and he didn't. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
But yes, you will come next time.
They've got a business to run over
there. Do not fear.
Can we talk about the resurgence of the Froyo culture?
I love
like
it.
Wait, so
I don't know why that's the thing. I have been obsessed with Froyo for years. No, it's the best dessert.
You used to work at Froyo in our town.
I did.
In like 2012 or whatever year.
Lost it 2 months.
But that was when Froyo was like the hot thing. Like
Orange Sleep was everywhere.
Lines around the block. Everyone's obsessed with Froyo. Like Pinkberry, I feel like was in there as well. And then like everything, they all started to close because like people weren't going. And then all of a sudden now, every Froyo place has a line around the block.
Yeah. And there's like new Froyo places, probably like Mimi's. The Australian girl opened up Mimi's in Soho, and that's like the really popular one.
Is that she a TikTok person?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's kind of like the candy girl who like, it's like, I'm opening up a frozen yogurt shop in Soho. I actually think I saw that she's opening another Mimi's in like kind of close to us, like in between your apartment and our apartment.
Wait, amazing. Okay, cool.
I saw the signage when I was walking up Fifth Avenue, I think.
Facade.
Or maybe not Fifth, maybe Sixth or Seventh. But yeah, it looks good. So I'm excited. But the other one, so this girl pops up on my TikTok all the time now. Do you get the girl who orders culture all the time?
She orders
culture. I love culture.
You mean everybody?
This girl specifically,
every though, girl in Manhattan ordering culture.
This girl's made it kind of like her TikTok personality, though, is that she always orders culture.
Culture is a... Tell the people what culture is.
Culture's it's a like Froyo
Greek
place.
Yogurt.
It's healthy. A healthy one. Yeah.
It's like very tart. Like it's not flavored at all. They only do like 3 or 4 flavors, I think. And it's like...
Yeah, they have some flavors, but it's like prebiotic yogurt. Like it actually has cultures in it.
Yeah. So it's called culture.
Name. And the line is always wrapped around the block.
It's popular, but I feel like some people try it expecting it to be like an indulgent dessert. And it's not. Like
that's what the kind of Froyo I like.
Yeah.
I like tart.
It's very tart. It's not really flavored. It's, you know, you put toppings on it, like you put like Oreo crumbles or whatever, but it like tastes healthy almost.
It's no 16 handles.
It's no 16 handles. You're not going to get like a pumpkin cheesecake, berry blast. I have no idea.
I love cheesecake
Oreo
topping.
Oreo shake Froyo. Like it's not that.
They're opening Go Greek here, which I'm so excited about.
I don't know about that one. I was on a work trip this week. They have it in LA. For dinner, I told Colby this last night. I was in DC for work on Tuesday night. And for dinner, I ordered 2 things at Froyo.
At dinner?
For his
not
meal.
Dinner, girl. For dinner. That was my dinner.
For dinner. Oh, yeah. My God. I'm picturing you at like a white tablecloth establishment ordering Froyo.
No, that's... picture me in my hotel room ordering Uber Eats 2 giant things of Froyo's. Largest. Not small or medium.
Is this honestly the day you went on the date?
Well, date's a whole other story.
Okay, we're going to get into that. But first, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how are we doing?
You tell us. Adam went on a date, or did you cancel? I woke up this morning and I was looking in the mirror, like doing my skincare, and I was like, let me take a bet with myself. Did Adam cancel this date that he was supposed to go on?
Okay, yes, what's your or bet? No? What's your bet?
I bet you canceled. I bet you were too busy with work.
Well, no, before Adam gave it away, you would have thought he went.
No, I wouldn't. Oh. I said earlier this morning, I took a bet with myself. And I won.
I'm glad you won the bet. I guess assuming earlier this morning you thought that I canceled it.
I did only because like I haven't heard a peep about it. And I feel like I would have heard like one slight peep about it.
Well, basically what happened and how this even date came about is actually kind of also a good story. Because we were in Boston this weekend and we are walking into Colby's sister's house. And basically the first thing she says to me is, Adam, my husband found you a boyfriend. And I was like, your husband found me a boyfriend. Your husband, who I've met 2 times, who I love, by the way, but I've literally met him 2 times, found me a boyfriend. And then in my head, I'm like, he definitely, this is how straight men operate.
Yeah.
They know one gay that they like. They know another gay that they like. And they're like, these 2 gays would be perfect for each other because they're gay.
1 + 1 = 2.
1 + 1 = 2. Literally. That should be the title of the episode. Yeah, 1 + 1 = 2.
I just thought it to myself.
And so I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Okay, like show me pictures of this guy. Like I'm doing the thing in the diligence. He shows me pictures of this guy and he's like, you would really like him. Like he literally says, if I was a gay man, he would be prime. Like I would want to date him for sure.
Well, thank God.
And so I won't give details about this guy, but like, good guy on paper. And he shows me his Instagram and he's showing me pictures. And I'm like, okay, like, I actually think he's attractive in these pictures. And so he tells me he's going to reach out to you on Instagram. And so I checked later that night and he had followed me on Instagram. I requested to follow him back. And then he DM'd me and basically said, hey, talk to XYZ. He said that we should chat. And we started chatting. I tell him, so we're obviously in Boston. This guy happens to live in DC. I was like, oh, I'm actually flying to Maryland tomorrow to like see my family. And then I'm in DC for one night for work on Tuesday. And so he's like, oh, that's great. Like, do you want to get dinner? And so we plan to get dinner on Tuesday night. Come Tuesday, I am home with my family. And my parents are basically like, well, okay, so I had planned to get dinner with him that day at like 7:30, 8 p.m. I was like, I'm going to Uber into the city, probably 7:38. Like,
so you weren't actually in D.C. yet?
No, I was home.
In Maryland. Okay, I thought you were in D.C. like the whole... I knew you were in Maryland for like a day, but I didn't know you were there for more than one day.
No, basically I was like, I don't really see a point in going back to New York and then back down like to D.C. basically from Boston, you know?
No, so
I was
I'm
just going to fly straight from Boston to...
I'm following.
To... Maryland.
Okay.
So I spent a couple days with my family and then I was like, okay, I'm going to Uber into DC at like 7:30, 8 p.m. And I just need like 15 minutes to get myself together and then I can meet you for dinner. So we had planned to meet around 8:30 p.m. It's basically like 3 p.m. or 2 p.m. that day. And my mom comes to me and she's like, hey, Dad and I are going to drive you into DC and we want to go to dinner.
And no.
And I'm like, shit. Like, how do I tell my mom that I already have a dinner plan? And then I kind of felt guilty because
can you imagine if they're like, we'll come. No. You... This guy you've never met before.
And my parents.
And your parents.
I text the guy and I'm like, hey,
low-key, by that the sounds way. Like fun.
Yeah. By the way, my parents are coming.
Elena and Craig are actually joining us for dinner. And so I felt bad telling my mom that I like already had a dinner plan in New York because I haven't been home in a couple months.
Yeah, fair
and so
enough.
I was like, I should just like prioritize spending time with my parents. And so I text the guy and I'm like, hey, I'm really sorry. Like, I hate to cancel last minute. Luckily, he and I had only kind of made the plan like the night before. And he hadn't even booked us like a dinner place. So I don't think it was like that, you know, horrible that I kind of like last minute canceled. But I texted him and I was like, hey, I'm so sorry, but my parents want to get dinner in the city. They're going to drive me in. And I feel bad, but I think I need to prioritize them. And then I was like, but I'm happy to meet you for a nightcap or we can go for a coffee walk in the morning. So the next morning, so Wednesday morning. And so he's like, don't worry, like totally fine. We can meet for a coffee walk the next morning. Like I actually have to be down by kind of where you are like on Wednesday morning in DC. Mind you, it comes down for the time to my mom to like drive me into my mom and dad to drive me into the city
in the morning. We're in the morning
at
now.
No. So she was going to drive me at night.
We're still dinner. Okay.
Yeah. Because she was going to drive me into DC. I was going to have dinner and then I was going to stay in a hotel in DC and my parents were going to go back home.
Okay. I'm following.
Yeah.
I'm totally following. Sorry. No, I just know that you don't drive. So I was just wondering how,
correct.
How you were going to get to and fro.
Exactly. Yes. Don't worry. There's Uber in this day and age. Thank God.
True.
And so then a couple hours later, my mom comes to me and she's like, oh, hey, by the way, like I had to take my car into the shop. So like you need to Uber into the city tonight. And I was like, bro, what? Like I, and then I told her, I was like, I had canceled this entire dinner plan because you and dad wanted to get dinner in DC. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like I had no idea. But so like,
your mom was like, sorry, we can't do dinner anymore.
No, literally. She was like, oh, but like, you can't even go anyway, because I'm going to have your cousins over for dinner regardless. And I was like, okay, like whatever. So end up not even having to cancel this dinner, basically. Go into DC later that night, 8:30 p.m. I'm planning to get a coffee with this guy the next morning. Wake up the next morning. Actually, I'd realized this the night before. I couldn't find my sunglasses anywhere in the house. And they're my favorite sunglasses. Like I wear them all the time right now. And I'm tearing the house apart and looking at all these places. And I'm like, mom and dad, like I know for a fact I put my sunglasses on this table. And they're like, I have no idea. Like maybe your cousin took it or something. And then of course, my mom calls me when I'm in the Uber to DC. And she's like, I am so sorry. They're in my purse. And
of course.
And I was like, of course. And so my mom decides the next morning without even asking me for permission. She's like, hey, I have a courier taking you the sunglasses.
Oh, and like the Uber.
Like an Uber courier.
Yeah. Best invention ever, by the way.
Which is a great invention. But it's like she sends me the tracker. It's like en route and delivering at 9:25 a.m. And I'm supposed to be at my meetings by 10:20. And meanwhile, I was planning to get a coffee with this guy at some point in the morning.
Not the sunglasses delivery derailing the date.
And so I was like, okay, mom, like you're now ruining my date again. And so I end up basically telling the guy we can't meet for coffee. I was like, I have no idea how this is gonna work.
I'm conceptually expecting a delivery, so
I'm waiting on a delivery.
It's couriering me sunglasses.
So funny.
So I think the universe just didn't want me to go on a date with this guy is the gist of the story.
Well, here's the beautiful thing. Thanksgiving's coming up.
That's true.
We're going back.
I'll be back to the DMV. Area. But I will say, this guy is quick. And I told him, I was like, I am so sorry. It wasn't in my cards this morning. But next time you're in the city, let me know. I'm happy to like get together. And then he was like, oh, perfect. I'll actually be in the city this weekend.
Oh my God.
Wait, shut up. This weekend?
Yeah.
Too bad you won't be.
And meanwhile, I think I told you this 3 days ago, I figured out or found out I have to fly to Australia tomorrow.
Oh, yes. I'm abreast on the Australia plane. Adam and
I are about to be ships passing in the night for the next 2 weeks, which is so odd.
Yes. So that concludes my dating story. I still haven't told this guy, like, I'm so happy you're coming to the city in 2 days and it could have worked out for us, but I am actually flying 24 hours to the side of the world.
Yeah.
But yes, Colby and I are about to be ships passing in the night because both of our travel schedules are not aligned.
This is the last day that I'll see you until we go to your birthday party.
It's fine with me as long as you guys make it to the birthday party.
Sorry. No, Katie's also, like, I do not care about your grievances.
No, I do care. That's sad. Sad roommates.
Katie's like, cry. I have
one single tear. Make it to my birthday party. I swear to God. I need you guys.
I wouldn't miss it, but my travel to your birthday party is going to be such an interesting predicament.
Are you coming from the land down under?
No. So I'm only going to Australia for a couple of days. So I land next Thursday. So I'm coming back.
Perfect.
And then over the weekend, I have a wedding in Nashville.
Right.
And then basically I fly back from Nashville on Monday because the wedding's on Sunday because it's a Jewish wedding. Jewish people can't get married on Saturdays.
I feel like it's up for debate.
As tradition has it.
Fair.
Yes.
Fair for fair. Anyways, wedding's on Sunday. Monday morning at 6 a.m. I fly back from Nashville and then I fly to London that day for the week.
Lord have mercy.
Because I need to get in character for your birthday.
He's practicing.
Adam's character.
He's method acting.
We're doing a murder mystery. I've disclosed this before, but Adam's character is British. And so I'm expecting you to pull out a full-on British accent.
That's why I'm flying to London that week. I need to make sure that I'm in character.
He's method acting.
Exactly.
I love that. There's two types of people in this world, I've realized. Two types of people. People that can fake an accent and people who can't. And I am in the camp
I'm
of people.
I'm the latter.
Exactly. I can be dramatic as hell. I can act. I can, you know, I can really put on that. But I cannot fake an accent. No matter how hard I try, I will always feel cringe and I will not allow myself to do it. Like, I cannot do it.
I feel like it's
also so
obvious.
Oh, I don't
so
feel
obvious.
Cringy. My voice just won't do it. I'm too monotone, I think.
Well, I think the cringy part of it, like me feeling cringy, is what's holding me back from practicing.
Mm.
You know, I could practice, really. I could workshop it, but like, I just feel too silly.
You can practice in your mirror.
I can't do it.
It's just in silence.
I refuse.
You can send Jack into another room.
But you are in the camp of people who can do an accent, hence why I gave you the character of...
I'm going to show up.
You're the only person who has an accent.
To deliver.
No one else has an accent, just you.
You can pull one out.
I'll pull my gay accent out. Just kidding, that's how I talk.
Well, a lot of travels to come.
Yes, but Colby and I are ships passing. I won't see my roomie for 2 weeks, which is so depressing.
Because I leave at... Like, I have to go to the airport tomorrow morning at, like, 6.
Which airport are you going to at 6?
Possibly. Are you flying this weekend,
LaGuardia?
Too?
I'm flying tomorrow morning at 6 as well. Well,
oh,
8.
Oh, my God.
I wonder.
8-something?
8-something. So, we're going to probably leave at 6. We're going to Arizona.
Oh, see Jack's sister.
We're seeing Jack's sister, brother-in-law, and their new baby.
That's so fun.
Yes. So, that's exciting.
Do you guys feel like all of a sudden travel's picked up like exponentially for...
Yes, because we're pre-Thanksgiving right now.
Oh, okay. Terrifying.
Thanksgiving and Christmas are times where you guys...
But like, when are we in the city?
No, I literally was saying to Adam last night, we were sitting on the couch, I was like, all that I want is to be like begging for a plan. And I don't envision that happening until like February.
Well, but then in February like, you will be. Well, it's because we're like... inching into the holiday times where people are, it's impossible to schedule because
people
are. I feel
like October was, it used to be a chill month. And now I literally am like going to Alabama tomorrow and then I come back and go to Mexico Thursday and then I come back and then we go away for your party.
Well, October is just one of those magical months where you never know what's going to happen. It's spooky.
True.
And pretty soon, guys, I believe I read somewhere there's like only 10 Saturdays left till Christmas.
Stop. That's crazy.
Less when this comes out, I feel like, maybe. Mm-hmm. Wait, actually, never mind. How would that work? We're only recording this a few days earlier. something like that. So pretty soon we're going to be able to say in our emails, let's circle back after the holidays, which is my favorite thing to say.
Let's circle back.
Like, after you know the holidays. What? That sounds like a lot. How about we circle back after the holidays?
See, that's like my worst nightmare. I'm like, no, let's circle back right now.
I got to close this out this half of the year.
No, we're going to.
This side of the year.
I'm like, there will be no circling back. Yeah. We're going to actually dial in. We're going to lock it in right now.
I don't really understand the corporate phrase, circle back. Like, what are you doing? Like, walking in a circle?
Revisiting.
Like, I think
revisiting.
It's like, we're starting here and then we're going to circle back. But on our circle, we're going to find some more information that's going to help us when we get back to the start of the circle.
Yeah, my flight's at 8:55 a.m.
And then you tomorrow. Circle back again.
You keep circling back. You never stop circling back.
There's just you just circle back till you die.
Correct.
Pretty much.
You're always circling back.
In corporate America.
You're always circling back.
Hey, I circle as well, and I'm not in corporate America.
I was kind of spiraling about this last night, honestly. It was actually when Colby and I were watching Real Housewives of London last night, which is...
Real Housewives of London. Is that new? Or have they had this?
It's
not
new.
An American production. It's not affiliated with Bravo TV per the... TikTok that Adam watched figure out how to watch it.
I literally was like, we will be watching Real Housewives of London.
Did you
last
need
night.
A VPN to get it?
Oh, yeah. I fully paid for a year of VPN.
Shut up.
I bought an Express VPN for a year. And then I had to buy Hayu. Have you ever heard of Hayu?
Never in my life.
Okay. The streaming app.
It's basically like the Peacock of London, I guess.
Jack's probably heard of it.
Yeah, but I'm sure he has.
Interesting. Okay, so but why did you want to watch it so badly? It's this like new...
I'm like just fascinated by London. I don't know what it is. I just love London.
Well, yeah, they can't get rid of you.
And like now that I've been going a lot, I feel like I'm like interested
in... You're immersed in the culture.
Yeah, now I'm just like curious about the people, the neighborhoods, the like places they go. Like whenever they talk about Annabelle's, I'm like, oh yeah, Annabelle's. It's like the... Or maybe it's Annabeth's. Annabelle's or Annabeth's. I don't know, one of them. But that's what I'm saying. I need to like keep
one
learning.
One of those bitches.
That's like their Shay Margot, basically. Or like they're kind of
one
like...
One of their members clubs.
Yeah, it's like their members club. Because London is such a big...
There's like, so many.
Way more than the U.S. Yeah. Like, oh, their sure. entire social scene is social clubs, basically.
But the good thing about members clubs and, like, why they work there is because you're not bopping around.
As the air turns crisp and the holidays draw near, comfort becomes the best gift of all. Quince delivers layers that last. Sweaters, outerwear, and everyday essentials that feel luxurious, look timeless, and make holiday dressing and gifting effortless.
You guys, I have to brag about my bedding right now. It's the best it's ever looked. Thanks to Quince, I have this whole duvet set. I love that they sell sets so you get everything all in one. And it's in this gorgeous Bordeaux shade. It has really warmed up the color palette in my bedroom for fall and winter. I'm obsessed. Colby, Quince is something for everyone on your list. What pieces are you loving most right now?
It's so funny because I walked out the door forgetting that we were recording this ad today, and I actually am wearing one of my Quince Mongolian cashmere sweaters that I got last year, and it's held up so well. And honestly, I've been eyeing the Quince Italian wool coats, so those are definitely at the top of my list this year. Step into the holiday season with layers made to feel good, look polished, and last from Quince. Perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels, with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they would recommend it to friends and family. Now, you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which I'm so excited to get my hands on. It helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance, and it helps to relieve occasional bloating, gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer, amongst other things.
I think most of us have struggled with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and that's why I can't wait to try the prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MATCHMADE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MATCHMADE for 15% off today.
Check it out.
You guys know I have been on the go lately. I've been traveling all over the world for work. And when you're on multiple time zones and not sleeping that much, it's hard to make sure that you're focused, productive, and efficient at all hours of the day. The solution that I found recently is Everyday Dose. Everyday Dose combines the delicious coffee you know and love with nootropics and lion's mane that helps with focus and mood improvement.
Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. They combine high quality coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee without the downside. No crash, no jitters, just clean, sustained energy.
And right now for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/matchmade or use code matchmade at checkout. Around here, everybody wants to like go to dinner somewhere, then go get a drink somewhere, and then go dance somewhere. And it's like they're going somewhere and spending their night there.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways,
it kind of sounds nice.
I'm fascinated by London culture now. And so I was obsessed with the idea of us watching the show last night. Because Colby and I were like, should we watch something? Should we put something on? And I was like, oh, we need to watch Real Housewives of London. Little did I know it would take me probably 45 minutes and a lot of money to be able to stream it for us, but I was successful.
Was it worth it?
It was worth it. I think it was quite good. I liked
it. One and a half
it was
episodes.
Quite good?
It was quite good.
You sound like
I'm adapting.
You're getting into character.
Exactly. I don't even know why I brought Real Housewives of London up. What was I saying?
You were saying something about the girls on there.
No, it was something about, I forgot.
Yeah,
what it was.
You were watching.
Oh, this is why I started spiraling. So one of the
circle back to that thought,
spiraling.
One of the housewives.
Oh yeah, you were spiraling.
Is like married to this lawyer, and their house was sick. And like obviously, I talk to lawyers all the time. Like that's like my entire job, basically. And I think I've just never like conceptually thought about how much money these people are making, because sometimes I'll look at all these like apartments for sale. Like I feel like I just scroll Zillow for fun sometimes,
so
and like Street Easy and stuff like that. Right,
love
and you
it.
See all these like huge, massive, extremely expensive apartments, like $3-5 million, and that's the average. There's like hundreds of these $5 million apartments, and in my head I'm like, who the fuck is affording all these places? Like, how are there that
and then
many
you
people
see, like the $17 million apartment, you're like,
yeah,
who, like, and why
actually, who
exactly? And so then I start spiraling and I'm like, who is affording these, and how are there so many people that are clearly affording these?
Because there's so many properties.
There's so many properties,
right? Exactly, you know? I have that thought all the time,
and these are just the ones that I see listed on Street Easy. I'm like, what about the ones that are already owned by people? So I start spiraling about this, and this show made me do it because one of the girls has this massive freaking like 28 story house, and she was like, oh, my husband's a lawyer, I don't work. And I was like, oh, I wonder where your husband works. And then I look up her husband, and like, they're one of my clients, basically.
Shut up.
And I haven't necessarily like interacted with the husband, but I have a lot of mutuals with him on LinkedIn. And so I was like, it's just so weird to me that like this is just a normal guy, like lawyer, who's like probably using like what I sell, basically.
Yeah.
And they're just like a shit ton of them, and they all have this much money. Like when I see these people's house, it was like this 5-story giant townhouse in London that must be like a 10 million pound townhouse. I was like, damn. So anyways, that was my spiral.
So you were spiraling because,
you know how like, I think I've talked about this before, whenever I see people on the street, like too many people, I start freaking out that like they all have their own storylines, and
oh,
like,
yes,
I'm not involved in them.
Sonder, we've talked about this.
Yeah. And so I think it's
same.
Like the same concept where,
yeah,
I'm just like, how are there this many people with like
this much money.
It is really crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, really, like, really
it's
crazy.
Really,
it starts freaking me out.
But you know what they say? Money can't buy happiness.
No, I think it can. I think it can.
Too much money, then you start to look for, then you get bored, then you go to space.
Then you go to, yeah, that's true. Then you go to space.
I still cannot believe that Katy Perry went to space.
Yeah,
can't believe it.
I'm fully doppelganger.
I think about it all the time. Oh yeah, in
she
Boston,
kind of
someone told me I look like Katy Perry.
Should we recap Boston? How was our weekend?
We had a fabulous time in Boston. I feel like this is the best time of year to go. It wasn't too
it
cold.
Is. Yeah,
we were incognito because our friend was getting engaged. And
I almost blabbed about it on the podcast last week.
I had to cut it out.
Sorry,
Adam goes, so let's talk about our trip this weekend. I'm like, the one that's a complete surprise, and we've been working. I've been like, I had my location changed to my iPad for a week. It looked like I didn't leave my house for a whole week because,
oh, and it worked literally. Colby and I, so
wait, backing up though.
Yeah.
The people listening, if you want to do something like you're surprising someone and you don't want them to like figure out where you are if you want to like dupe the person into thinking you're one place when you're another place, but you're taking your phone with you. If you have a tablet, connect your location or like your Find My Friends, sync it to your tablet, your tablet's location versus your phone's location. It's literally so easy. It took me 5 minutes to figure out. And as long as I left my tablet here, my iPad here, it looked like I was home the whole time.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Colby and I were supposed to meet Katie at the...
I fooled you too.
Yes, tricked us.
We were supposed to meet Katie at the, what's it called? The rental car spot at 12:30 sharp. And I was like, oh, Katie's like such like a hawk with like being on time. So I was like...
I had tracked her and I was like, oh, she's still at home. So I was just like finishing eating. I was trying to eat before we left and I was like scarfing down food. And then I was like...
Two rules. 12:30 sharp, eat before you come.
Yeah. So I was like eating a yogurt and I was like, okay, I'm going to eat a little bit slower now and like finish sending these emails. And then I had to like finish closing my suitcase, whatever. And I was like, Adam, can you track Katie? And he was like, oh, she's still home. And I was like, okay.
And I remember also saying,
I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I remember saying also, I was like, wow, I'm shocked. Like, she's still home. Like, this is so unlike Katie. Yeah, and I was like,
she said she was going
to
go get a sandwich. So maybe she is, like, eating, also eating.
Colby was like, she is definitely munching on that sandwich. She's taking her time.
She's probably just taking her time eating her sandwich.
Nope, I was at the counter.
Just tell her to let us know when she leaves.
I was at the counter.
And then I text Katie and I'm like, oh, hey, like, let us know. Like, we're right across the street. Like, let us know, like, when you go there, I see you're still at home. And Katie was like, I've been here.
Meanwhile, it was like 12:31.
Yeah.
And I started yelling at Colby. I'm like, she's there. We gotta go.
Imagine we got there at 12:34 though, and the car wasn't even ready. No, you guys were fine. Made me feel better.
You guys were fine. Imagine how Jack feels on a daily basis living with me. I am insane about being on time.
That's why I was so confused. I was like, I can't believe she's so late.
No, you guys were fine. You guys were well within the 15-minute grace period that I allow for friends.
Well, Colby and I, well, I thought you weren't going to allow. Honestly, I was like, she's pissed.
No, I was going to vroom vroom leave you behind.
Colby and I were literally sprinting down the stairs. Like, basically, my suitcase was just flailing down the stairs, now, like, running out the door.
Oh my God.
You guys were there. But that just goes to show my trick worked. And then, of course... When push comes to shove, when we surprise her, she comes over. She's like, oh, I had no idea. I didn't even check people's locations all week. I'm like, either you're lying and you were, because that would be nice considering I went through some effort tricking people into thinking I've been home all week. Or she was actually checking and she just said that.
Well, then Mia said that also. She was like, I mean, I saw Katie's Instagram story this morning.
I did post an Instagram.
Yeah, you posted a good decoy.
I posted a decoy story of the apartment here when I was literally heading to brunch in Boston. So we were, and Boston is low key much further away than I remember it being.
Well, the traffic did not help.
Tell the people how long it took us to get there.
Well, we left at like 12:45.
Yeah.
Right? 12:45. Yeah. And we got there at 8:30, like 8:29 or something.
That was a whole other thing.
And then we were like, 8:30 dinner reservation. Yeah. So
Colby was very stressed. Colby was tornadoing around the apartment building, or not the apartment building, the hotel.
I very easily walked into the hotel lobby bathroom and got ready in there in 11 minutes.
It was not very easy.
I was stressed.
Colby stormed in and then I called her and I was like, hey, I'm like ready whenever you go. And she's like, I just need to get out.
Yeah, I had my suitcase wide open on the bathroom floor, and I was like, somebody's gonna walk in here. An employee walked in, and she was like, there's space in the lobby if you like want to sit out there if you need more space. And I was like, does it look like I should be in the lobby right now, digging through my clothing?
Colby's like butt naked doing her makeup.
Just let me be, lady.
I was like, I just need to change.
It was just a lot happening all at once, but then once we got to dinner, all was well.
It was like literally my favorite dinner that I've had in a while, honestly. Well,
Colby got us the VIP treatment at this new hot spot in Boston. I got so many DMs, people saying, how did you get a reservation there? It is impossible. Where did we go? What was it called?
It's called Capri.
Capri. Colby got us and we like low-key had like the best table in the place.
For sure. It was such a good table.
Low-key.
Even though. It was amazing.
I was obsessed. They had a live pianist. They had a singer. She was singing Crazy Rich Asian songs.
Oh, yeah, she was.
I was so happy.
She was singing a little Frank Sinatra, a little Billie Holiday, a little...
She was doing the thing.
Ella Fitzgerald, who else? A lot of the...
Did you notice they had the staircase that they have in the Soho Grand Hotel?
Yes, I did notice that. It's very similar.
Yeah.
I did not.
With like the bulb lights in the stairs.
Yeah, it looks like
the subway. Yeah. Oh, it was such a dreamy place. And then
the bar was chic, and they had that little back area with the fire pit that we didn't go to.
Was really cute. That was where we were originally going to sit, but it was chilly and I wasn't sure what the heating situation was going to be.
Wait, also there was like nobody on the patio, right?
I think it was closed by the time that we were walking out and leaving. But when we first walked in, there were people seated back there.
I mean, we were so late to that dinner. I think Colby and I were there first and then
there was traffic on the way there. We got there at like 8:55.
I was running down the street at one point. I've never been that late to a dinner in my life.
Well, honestly, we walked into that hotel, I think at 8:28.
The hotel where we were staying, not the hotel. There was no hotel at the restaurant for listeners. The hotel was, destination A was the parking lot to park the car that we rented. Destination B was the hotel. Destination C was dinner.
Yeah.
I was at destination A trying to back in the biggest car I've ever driven in my life. I forget what car it was even.
A Ford Expedition.
I'd gotten like a regular car, and then they were like, oh, we don't have any more of those. We'll give you the XL for free. And I was like, I don't think that's like an upgrade. Like I'm worried about driving a car that big. Coming from not driving like ever to driving a massive car, I'm like, as long as I'm on the highway, I'll be fine. Like, driving's fine. It's like the parking that I...
Yeah.
And so then, of course, we had to back in the car. The parking attendant was like, you need to back in.
There was a lot of stress happening.
So I was at destination A. You guys were at destination B getting dressed. And then destination C was the restaurant, which we ultimately made it to. But Jack and I walked in at 9:30. An hour late. Imagine my stress. I think that's why I cricked my neck this week, because I was working off of like residual stress from the weekend of being an hour late to dinner, which I've never done in my life.
Driving for 8 hours.
In my life, 9:30. I wanted to die.
We were there before nine, which I find impressive. You guys considering I got in that car with sopping wet hair.
Yeah.
No, and you guys, we had a great time. And
then we had to listen to the Uber driver for 30 minutes, pitches his coffee company.
I thought that he took a wrong turn, and I was like, oh my God, we're never making it to this
And Colby's freaking out mid this guy pitching me his coffee company. And then I told him his coffee company was basically him just outsourcing product from China and stamping a brand on it. And he was like, but it's different because I have a brand. And I was like,
Of course.
I was like, okay, so you're drop shipping coffee items.
Hey, into the US. Might be different. And you might see like on your phone the new hot thing, and that's him.
Doesn't sound like it.
And you were a doubter.
I was a big doubter, and he hated me after I called out his drop shipping scheme. So I was like, are they plastic? Like, what's the material? He's like, plastic. I was like, okay, yeah, exactly. But that was our situation. We made it to Korea. We had a great dinner. We went out that night. We had so much fun at the Barcelona.
We had such a fabulous time.
That was like a good night out.
It was such a good night out.
Yeah.
And then the next day, Colby showed us around her town.
I did.
I took public transportation, the T that I love.
The T.
I'm obsessed with the public transportation of Boston. It is so efficient. Everyone is so nice. Everyone was so jolly on the T.
I love that.
Like the conductor.
You had the people going to Salem on your train.
There were tons of witches and warlocks on the train.
Not the witches and warlocks.
Seriously, because that's where they were going to Salem to like for the festival or whatever.
Every day in Salem, Colby, especially in October.
Colby took us around and showed us all of the spots, like all the lore of her town, which was fun. It was truly hometowns, bachelor style.
Yeah, seriously.
And then we
got a little driving tour.
We surprised our friend Mia and her fiance Eric.
Crazy.
And it was so fun. Like, it was just the happiest weekend.
It really was. And you got your Marblehead pour.
Yes, I did. Which, if you don't know, Marblehead is a town in Massachusetts, and they pour their red wine all the way to the top.
Like, to the brim.
Have they always done that? Where did that come from?
I don't know the history of it, but that bar forever has always had wine glasses filled all the way to the top. And in general, the drinks are like just extremely strong everywhere.
Efficient.
I mean, my tequila soda literally tasted like a bucket of Casamigos.
Wait.
I was scared for myself.
Yeah.
But it did the job.
My stomach
hurts. Casamigos in a straw.
It was literally Casamigos in a straw. It was painful. And that was that on that.
Should we do a question?
Yeah.
I think you guys are going to like this one.
What do you have for us?
It's not dating related, but it's New York related. Where is my computer? Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. My husband and I are doing our first solo trip together since our son was born over a year ago, and we're coming to New York City. I would love recommendations on your favorite date night spots. Something vibey with great food would be incredible. I trust y'all's recommendations over anyone. Love the pod. Love you. See ya. Bye.
Wait, say that one more time.
Are you kidding me?
I got an email.
Are you kidding me? She's coming. I literally
was fully dialed out.
She's coming to New York with her husband. First okay. solo trip together since their son was born. And they want Rex for favorite date night spots. Something vibey with great food. Would be incredible, she says. No, she didn't say like where.
Okay, I've heard really good things about this restaurant, Opto.
How do you spell it?
O-P-T-O.
We went there.
Oh, I was going to say that sounds familiar.
Wait, did you guys like it? I heard it was amazing.
It was very good.
We had such a great time.
Yeah, it was delicious.
And it looks kind of vibey now. Is it a vibe?
It's such a vibe. And I feel like it wasn't too hard to get a res, was it?
I think you need to try to make a res a couple weeks in advance. Like
Anywhere here.
Yeah, I think it's hard now, but
yeah,
I heard it's amazing. I really want to go. I've been very curious about it.
Another spot that's new that I haven't gone to yet, but I'm excited to try. The Lure Fish Bar team opened a new restaurant called Seahorse in the W Hotel in Union Square. And apparently the lobby bar in there is also like very cool and fun.
It's very like artsy.
That's where my parents are staying.
Oh, the next W weekend, in Union Square?
They're staying at the W in Union Square.
I'm so pissed I'm going to miss them.
I know, I'm so sad. I'm going to miss them too.
Oh, that's okay. They'll be back. Wait,
you're going to have such a good time though, because I think your parents are going to be obsessed with that bar.
Yeah, because they usually love the Soho Grand, and I feel like it's less like...
Well, it's new. So.
They have this like giant rug that goes around the staircase kind of, and it's like circular, and it's very like 80s looking, I feel like. And it's kind of like psychedelic.
Oh.
And there's a lot of different colors in it.
Patty's going to love that. Well, my recommendation,
I could be totally making that up. Isn't that a thing?
I have no idea.
I think it is.
I feel like you should go to the West Village and like bop around, walk around. So fun to walk around there, especially in the fall. And I just made a reservation at the Waverly Inn.
Oh, that's a great spot.
Which is Jack and I's second date spot, our first dinner
date.
Where
you saw Nick Jonas.
Where we saw Nick Jonas. And... it's just like such a good place. Like they have a great menu, especially like comfort food season. They have like the best dishes, but then also it's such a vibe. Like no matter where you're sat, if you're sitting outside, if it's like kind of a warmer day, or there's two different like indoor seating areas. Like there's like the main, like the first dining room that you enter. And then there's like the garden room in the back. Can't go wrong with any of the seating. Like anywhere you're sitting in this place, you have it's gorgeous, great vibes, great ambiance, great food.
I love that.
It is possible to get a res 2 weeks out. Like, but honestly, I got a reservation for 7 people, no problem.
7 people?
I know.
Oh, with no your problem. Family?
The fam, and then Jack's brother and girlfriend are coming as well.
I was going to say, your fam is not 7 people. That's a big...
Well, at first I was like, who are the 7 people that you're going with?
And then I remembered your family was coming. Like, yeah, what the heck?
Well, if you two were here, it would be 9.
True.
I really wish I was going to be.
All good.
Lartuzzi, I feel like, is a good date night spot, and you can go to their little bar before or after that they have down the street, Bartuzzi. And there's a bunch of other bars on that street, too, if you want to do a little crawl after nightcap somewhere else.
Actually, yeah, Lartuzzi is probably my favorite option. And also the trick for them is you can go at 5 and you can put your name down for 2 people and they'll seat you around 7. Or if you check on Resy and then put like
you set notifies.
Yeah, notify the day of, you can definitely get seating at Lartuzzi.
For out of town people, it's spelled LARTUSI.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'd heard Lartuzzi for years and been like, how the fuck do you spell that? Like, I don't even know what they're talking about.
So good. But also, then, what's the other one that people like?
Via Corona.
Via Corona is like fine. I'm still but not
that's
like
hard that's, to get into. That's hard to get
E-Sody.
Into.
E-Sody, if you go at 4:30 p.m., they'll see you. That's the trick with E-Sody.
Which is insane.
They will either see you at 4:30 or you can ask to put your name down for later. They will actually, they won't let you put your name down for later there, but you could see it at 4:30 and you can get like a drink and a snack and you can try to get the window seat and it's cute. Or in the back.
And then you could go to the bar.
That sounds like a great date spot. The way you're selling it.
Emmett's on Grove is really fun. And that's around the corner from there.
Actually, we need to do that soon. Colby and I had a great date at Emmett's on Grove a while back.
Yeah. I haven't been to Emmett's on Grove still, which is
crazy. You haven't?
Never.
That's so wild.
How weird is that?
That's really crazy. It's like I love it there.
Yeah.
It's very weird. I would
go there soon, but not until November. I'm busy until then.
Cancel your plan tonight and let's go to Emmett's on Grove.
Yeah, we're booked out. Another really great restaurant that I love that we went to for Jack's birthday is called Canto, also in the West Village. It's also kind of in the neighborhood of Lartusi.
Remember the first time we went there?
Yes.
Absolutely. Weren't we all together?
Yep.
I think we referenced this the last time Katie talked about going to Canto.
Did we?
Adam goes, remember that time that the waiter or the owner brought us shots and his business card?
Shots, though, like full cups of tequila.
That's the one, Canto. But we've gone back since and had just like a normal date night there with like wine. And it's definitely buzzy. It's kind of dark. And like they play
loud music.
Loud non-Italian music, which is always a bit jarring. But it works somehow. It works.
It's good.
For the vibes.
The vibes are good.
And the bread is really good.
Yeah.
And if you're on the Upper East Side, I feel like J.G. Mellon is like a classic New York place. I mean, it's more of like a divey date night, but it's fun.
And hard to get into as well sometimes.
Yeah.
Jack and I went like thinking we could just walk in.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh my God.
Line around the corner.
I feel like also just like centralize your plan around one place.
One neighborhood area.
Not even one neighborhood. Like be like, I want to go to this place for dinner and either try to get a res. Like if it's Lartusi, like try to get a res or try to walk in. And then you can just bop around to anywhere around it for like a before and after.
True.
If you're in the West Village and like you have an early dinner, you can go walk to the West Side Highway and go to Drift Inn for a nightcap. I feel like that's also like potential that I see people doing sometimes when I'm on
my... Is it still open?
I think it's closed for the season.
Do they close for the season? I feel like they stay open pretty late in the season, no?
Really? Oh, I think they're only open in the summer.
I don't think so.
Well, try your luck. Yeah. We're going to give them recommendations. They're going to get there and be like, it's closed.
Yeah, maybe look that one up first.
Well, all up and down Hudson Street, there's so many spots in the West Village that you can just walk into. That's something that whenever people ask me about, like if I ever see myself leaving New York, whatever, or like where else I would live, it's just unimaginable to not be able to walk outside and be able to have an incredible meal anywhere that you walk into.
Exactly.
Like, and that is not the case everywhere else.
No.
And after having lived like that for 7 years, and it's like such a privilege to have everything at your convenience, I can't imagine having to like get in a car and drive to go somewhere to do anything that I ever want to do.
Well, I wouldn't be able to do that
at
all.
Well,
I'll just need a permanent driver.
At this moment in time.
Yeah, it is nice to know that you're like really never going to have a bad meal in New York. Like,
it's true.
At least I don't feel like I've had like a memorably bad meal.
True. Oh, and if this girl, if she goes to Opto, then you can go to Colby and I's place for Froyo.
Oh my God, Froyo. I thought you were going to say that you can go to Colby and Adam's apartment because it's kind of close.
Come hang.
What's the Froyo place so people know?
Anita Gelato.
What's it called?
Anita. Anita Gelato.
Who is Anita?
No idea. It's a chain.
To be discovered. Is it a chain?
Yeah.
Huh. Adam wouldn't dream of his iconic Froyo place being a chain. It's a one of a kind.
I
was like,
I thought we found a hole in the wall.
You're like, Anita, she must be in the back.
I was like, Anita's
making this making fresh. The Froyo. You think the local gelato place is open until 1 a.m.?
You never know. Anita is busy back there.
Anita doesn't
She's working
sleep.
Hard.
Anita's hard working making that Froyo. Diversifying her product offerings.
Yeah.
The Froyo is brand new. They only started doing it kind of recently.
The gelato was good. I tasted one flavor.
Colby and I fully did like a tasting and then we made our way down to the Froyo and then waited 25 minutes. But alas, worth it.
It's all good. We spent an hour there.
After getting beat up in the lymphatic drainage massage place.
You guys really had a great date.
We did.
Roomies.
Bring me next time.
You will come next time.
Okay.
I think that might be all we have time for today, girls.
I think that was pretty good.
I think it was a good little synopsis of our situation.
If you didn't eat before this podcast, now you're going to be hungry.
You are going to be hungry.
After our conversation.
But fear not. 1 + 1 = 2.
And
at the end of the day.
Until it doesn't. Sometimes it just doesn't somehow. And sometimes, I heard this thing. 1 + 1 = 11. Have you heard that?
No.
In a good relationship is 1 + 1 = 11. We don't like, we stand next to each other, something like that.
I don't know. It's symbolism.
It was one of those clips on TikTok where they were like doing a podcast and it was a shortened version of the podcast, like a clip. And this woman was like, in the best relationships, 1 + 1 = 11. I'm like, You lost me. But then, and I was kind of still lost as she explained it. So clearly, that's why my explanation is not that great.
That's
but
like it's, one of those things where people just try to make something up for the sake of being like...
Literally, like
profound.
Clickbait. Yeah. But I feel like it probably is a really good sentiment, but it's like 1 + 1 = 11 because the two of us, we stand together and we combat our problems. We don't add together to create... We're not one, we're two people standing together.
That's like rage bait because then people see that and they're like, no, it doesn't.
Oh my God, you last idiot. Night I got...
1 + 1 = 11.
Last night I got a TikTok... Snarly Carly like is always coming up on my For You page. If you know her, I feel like a lot of her videos are just like about wanting a boyfriend but like not wanting somebody like in your space and taking up your plants. Like she's always just like ranting about like not being sure what she wants, whatever. And last night this video came up and it was like, I feel like all of the 40, 50, like, older women are always looking at us younger girls in our 20s and 30s being like, do not ever get married. The comments were so scary. I was reading them and I sent them to my sisters and I was like, this is, like, actually terrifying. And none of them had anything to say.
Scary about marriage?
Yeah, they were like, I'm 48, happily married. My husband's the best guy that I know, but still not good enough.
Oh my God.
What? I have full body chills.
And there's so many people that are like, do not do it. Like, if I could go back in time, I wouldn't get married. And like, all of this stuff. It took so long for me to scroll and have one person be like, I'm like 47 and happily married, whatever. Like all of the others are just a like, cautionary tale. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, this is so scary.
That's depressing.
That's not what I want to hear. That's not what I want to hear.
And with that, ending on a good note.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Colb.
Sorry. With
that, 1 + 1 = 11.
No, it doesn't. It's been fun.
Yeah, that's the juxtaposition of our FYPs.
I love it. Okay. I need a bridge. I had such a better bridge into the ending, but now I just need to like say it.
Okay, just say it.
It's been fun. Love you. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and then you guys missed your cue.
You got
3, 2, 1.
Bye.
Nailed it.
Okay, did we?
That was our most chaotic ending yet.
I don't know. Ow.